So we're going to talk about a very intriguing question that comes up in many places, both throughout Sefer Bereishis and the beginning of Sefer Shmos, comes up in a couple places in Nach as well, and that is the following. Is it not intriguing that many of the greatest people in our history, in particular many of the greatest leaders, had a specific job, and that job was that they were shepherds? The Torah tells us in Parshas Bereishis that V'tosef oledes es achiv es hevel, v'yhevel ro'et zon. Hevel was a shepherd. We know, Torah tells us, that Yaakov Avinu was a shepherd. Yaakov Avinu worked in order to be able to marry Rachel and Leah. We know that Torah tells us in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev that Ela told us Yaakov, Yosef ben Shvas Veshan Haya Roe Esachav Batzon. We know that Yosef, we know the brothers, were all shepherds. We're all shepherds. And we know that as part of the Hakdama to the Maisa of the revelation of the Ribono Shel Olam to Moshe Rabbeinu in Parsha Shmos, so Moshe Hayo Roa Eson Yisro Chosno, that Moshe was a shepherd. David HaMelech was also a shepherd, as were a variety of other of the greatest leaders. Hevel, I guess, less a leader, but most of them here, these great leaders of Klal Yisrael. And part of the question is why exactly were they shepherds? It's possible to minimize the question a little bit. There weren't a lot of job options at that time. They weren't debating between private equity and being a shepherd. But certainly, it's intriguing, and you can also minimize it in a more substantive way, that the reason why Yaakov became a shepherd was so that he could be able to be married into that particular family. But Rav Steinman points out in the Yalsa Shachar here in Shmos, a little bit different, as he notes, than what the Sfarno says, but he points out, it doesn't seem like there was a Tanai that Moshe Rabbeinu had to be a shepherd in order to be able to marry Tzipora. It seems like Moshe Rabbeinu was a shepherd, and that there was some value in being a shepherd. So what exactly would that be? It is true and important to note that Chazal and the Medrash HaGadol note that part of it, they don't emphasize the shepherd part, but the fact that they worked, Gadol Hanehne Miyagio Yosher Meir Shemayim, quoting, channeling the Gemara Mesechas Brachos, it's great and important to be a person that works and develops and cultivates through their own hard work. The fact that he was working, that's why he was able to be worthy of this. But why Dafka Shepherd? Why Dafka Shepherd? A lot of good professions out there. Why was it so critical that they were actually shepherds? So there are some who suggest, Rashi has this in his Perush al HaTorah, I think in the Medrash Rabbah it's elaborated upon a little bit, which is not inherent to being a shepherd, but rather it's the manner in which they were shepherds. It's very easy in particular professions to be a person that violates certain averas. A shepherd, depending on where you take your sheep, it's easy to lead them to a place where they would essentially be stealing. In order to prevent that gazela, the milo was not that they were just shepherds, but the manner in which they worked. That this was a job where it would be so easy to lack a degree of integrity, and they were able to overcome that, and they were able to work wherever, you know, where everything to go. And that in order to prevent it, and that's part of what it is. The Medrash even says that Enegar's Baruch Hu knows saying Gedula Adam Ache Bokei Bedavar Katan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only elevates people if he first gave them a smaller test. The smaller test is your degree of integrity, your degree of honesty. If you can handle that degree of integrity, so then we'll be able and be willing to support you, to raise you up in that kind of a meaningful way. However, there do seem to be two mahalchim that I think are uniquely intriguing. One we'll mention very briefly, and we'll try to elaborate on an additional mahalch. One idea which I think is intriguing, as some of the Midrashim point out, I believe, is that the capacity, being a shepherd means that you have responsibility. It means that you have responsibility over other living beings. It means you have to make sure that they're going to be covered and they're going to be okay. It means there's a sense of achrayus which is present. We refer in Tehillim, Hashem ro'i lo echsar, the Lord is my shepherd. That there's something about the relationship of a shepherd to its flock that we try to have also between the Ribono Shel Olam and us and leaders and Klal Yisrael. Moshe as a roa isn't just that Moshe as a roa b'toras. Moshe is a person that is committed to sheep. It means that he's a person who's able to oversee and pay attention and make sure everything is provided for in a very, very meaningful way. Ram Chal Masil Sharm, I think, in Perik Yates, talks about that yisod also, that there's this ability to be sensitive to the needs of individuals, to do what you have to do, to make sure, and that's part of what a roa is. There is, however, I think, a very, very intriguing idea. You find this idea a little bit in Rabbeinu Bechai, in his Perush Al Torah. You find it in the Kli Yakar. You find it in the drashas, Ibn Shwab, who is either a Talmud of the Ramban, I think, in his drashas. The following very intriguing idea. There are a lot of different kinds of work. There's work that takes place in the city and work where you're surrounded by other people. And there's also a degree of work when a person is when a person's somewhat alone. Being a shepherd is a job in which in many ways you have a lot of free time and you're somewhat isolated. Your goal is to make sure the sheep are where they need to be, but for a lot of the time, they're doing what they're doing and you are left alone with your thoughts to be able to reflect, to be able to develop. The Kliyakar writes, Mikomakam Hutzrach Lahodia Shaya Roe, Ki Rov Hanavim Baoli De Nevua Mitochariya Ki Nevua Tzricha His Bodidus. A lot of prophets were shepherds, because shepherds are people that are alone, and in order to be a Navi, I have to be able to be alone, to think, to be independent. That this is something which is very hard to do. There are jobs where it's hard to have time to reflect the same way, and a shepherd is a job set aside where a person can be alone, and a person has the ability to do so. The Drashas Ibn Schwab, they pointed out, they were people that were able to think clearly, not just because they're alone, but rather she'avir ha'midbaros zach v'naki. It's an air which is clean. It's an air which allows a person to be able to develop, and that Rabbeinu Bechai mentions also as a pshat. I just want to be mosif a little bit because I think that it's a little bit intriguing. We asked a question, which is why are these Roam the people who are leaders of Klal Yisrael? And in many ways, what some of these Mefarshim, as we've shown in Mefarshim, are explaining, is that the goal of and the benefit of being a shepherd is it gives you a lot of alone time to contemplate and to reflect, to develop in terms of nevuah, and to have an element of hisbodidus, which I'm sure is very, very valuable. One could have assumed that would not be a good trait if you're trying to produce future leaders. If you're trying to produce future leaders, I would have thought that giving them massive exposure to people is something that would have been even more critical, as opposed to just giving them a lot of alone time. I would have thought that a lot of alone time to develop would be a stira to some of the traits that a person needs to actually be able to integrate with others. What is interesting, I think, is that perhaps what we at least see in some of these comments is that that's really not true, and that in many ways, the capacity to be a shepherd, to have that time to be alone, to reflect of that period of hisbodidus, is what allowed them to truly be great, to tap into a certain kind of nevuah, but in many ways was the prerequisite when later in life they would have to then start interacting with a wide range of people. In that sense, I think putting the two mahalchim together, you find something interesting. Being a shepherd is two levels of preparation for leadership that together are wonderful. Number one is that capacity to build independently, to become great, to have that hashras hashchina, which is present when a person has time to be alone. But it also involves the care and concern for other. It also involves being that shepherd of making sure that all of that everything is really going to be taken care of in that kind of a way, which I think is very, very meaningful. I'll point out just Derech Agav, in the world of Kabbalah and Hasidus, you find some like very wild ideas going on here with the shepherd phenomenon. The Arizal understood that Hevel, that Moshe Rabbeinu is a, in the world of Gilgulim, a lot of Gilgulim going on here with the sheep, that Hevel was a, that Moshe was a Gilgul of Hevel, that's why they were both Reitzon. The Baal Shem Tov and his Perish, the Baal Shem al Torah. So the Baal Shem Tov, this is the Baal Shem Tov al Torah and Parshas and Shmos, then Parshas Noach also, that the Tzon that Moshe watched would eventually come back as Gilgulim and to be the Talmid of Shal Moshe, that they would have afterwards. There's even a Nigin, I think. There's a Chassidish Nigin. I remember Rav Reichman once saying this over. There's a Chassidish Nigin that one of the Rebbe sang, and he said he remembers that Nigin because he was in a previous Gilgul in one of the sheep of Yaakov Avinu, and this was the Nigin that Yaakov Avinu used to sing. So I think what Reichman said, it's unbelievable because the Nigin sounds like many other Eastern European Nigunim, which says a lot about the Mesorah of Eastern European Nigunim, depending on your own personal perspective on those kinds of things. But there definitely is a level of understanding of what's going on here that is this like level below as far as like, you know, reincarnation and what exactly is taking place. On some level, that doubles down on some of the insights as far as the care and concern, because this would eventually come back. Moshe's care and concern for those sheep would end up becoming the same model of the way he would care and concern for his own Talmidim. But at least al derech hapshat, some of these ideas I think are amazingly, amazingly intriguing. One last idea about Moshe Rabbeinu as a shepherd. So Simcha Banav Shischa in the Kol Simcha understands on some level this is almost like foreshadowing and the opposite approach. Up until now, the idea of being a shepherd is a very beautiful and exalted task. It's good. It's a job. You make earning money. You take care of someone. What they did in a way where they avoided Gezel. Gives the opportunity of self-reflection and things like that. And the Kol Simcha, Simcha Banav said something else also, which is it maybe foreshadows elements of Moshe Rabbeinu's humility. Moshe grew up in a palace. Being a shepherd is not the most chashuv job in the world. And it's really not that being a shepherd allowed Moshe to be a Navi, but in the opposite direction. Despite the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi, he did not view it beneath him to also be a shepherd. And in that sense, part of the prerequisite for leadership isn't the alone time, but it's the humility to say that I'm going to do whatever I need to do, and that the fact that I'm exalted so holy, so wonderful, doesn't mean there's a steamer at all to my being able to take a degree of care and concern for others in a way which is very, very nice, in a way which is important. We know that David HaMelech also was a shepherd, and in many ways, this particular midah, some find remazim even to the world of Mashiach found in this avoda of being a shepherd. But it certainly is a very intriguing idea as far as the professional choice of future leaders. If you want to have a leadership program, so maybe the ideal form of a leadership program would be to allow people to be shepherds on there. At least that was the Bible's take on some of these things, and some very, very intriguing ideas. Have a wonderful rest of your.